Thank you so much. Hello, Benarc.
Hello.
Thank you so much in advance. Great talk today. I'd like to ask you a few questions because you said cryptography is about controlling your own data, and you mentioned Nostrum also. So I'd like to ask how LNBits connects to Nostrum and what implication can be of this.
Yeah, so Nostr partly came out of LNBits. Me and Fiat Jaff were working on an extension for a marketplace, and the idea of using public key crypto for merchants and for the buyer as well, that was in the protocol we were making. And some of those ideas went into, I'm not going to take credit for Nostr, but some of those ideas went into Nostr. So very early on, LNBits was, you know, very Nostr friendly before. So, you know, I built a few things on Nostr. But then when, you know, the Nostr community really kicked off, when lots of people got involved in Nostr, it's very easy to build extensions on LNBits. So we built like a marketplace extension. We built the Nostr Relay extension to make it easy for people to spin up relays. We built a client extension so you can connect Nostr to any of your LNBits extensions. And then also we made like the Nostr signing device. So we could just build things quickly because of the way in which we set up LNBits, which is why people like it, because it's easy to build things quickly for. And we're all, you know, a lot of us like Nostr, so we enjoy building stuff for Nostr, and there's lots more things to build for Nostr. And in Nostr, you got like, obviously we're working on Lightning stuff, and in Nostr, you've got embedded Bitcoin Lightning payments, and it's just a few clicks. You don't have to scan QR codes. And you create this social element to micropayments in the Nostr Twitter stuff. So it's it opens up a whole new load of use cases, which are really fun to explore. So we'll be building more and more just, you know, Nostr extensions and things which can easily interoperate with Nostr.
You said whole new use cases for cryptography that Nostr can provide it. So what can be examples of use cases? If you can specifically mention what's your plan for?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you have, you know, if you have smart clients, dumb relays, just relaying data, and then WebSockets connect to these relays from the clients, which is all Nostr is, and you've got public key crypto on the client side, you know, I could broadcast my geolocation and say I want a taxi. And there could be someone who's providing a taxi service who is subscribed to notes from that geolocation or locally, and it pulls it down and says, I'm a taxi, I'm free. And then so you could build an Uber. You know, you could build a marketplace. You could build, there's all sorts of stuff you could build, the IoT stuff. No, I mean, these are all just, I mean, so Nostr is a shared collection of standards. And if the clients follow those standards, then they're interoperable with other clients. So yeah, we could build, you know, an Uber extension in LNBits for Nostr, but then also someone else could build a software for it. And as long as we're following the same NIPs, the geolocation NIP and the DM NIP and whatever else is needed to build that thing, then the data's all interoperable. The user base is all interoperable, which is the power of Nostr. Is like we have the gravity of network effect. Of users, because we're all sharing the same users in all our different software.
Mm-hmm. And you said the signers connect to Nostr relays. So can you explain a little bit more in technical way how?
Yeah, so the you have your client software, which could be your Twitter app, it could be your IoT piece of software, your market merchant software, whatever software, and I want to share data with you. Well, if I'm running something locally and you're running something locally, I can't just connect directly to you. I need to go through something. So there's a relay, which is just a dumb server, and it's just I'm signing a note with my private key and saying this is me, and then you're pulling that note down. So through these WebSockets. WebSockets are just bidirectional like data channels which you can open between computers. So it means that. I could sign a note saying anything, you know, like I'm selling cups of tea, this is my tea. And then you're like, okay, cool. I want to buy that cup of tea. And then, I don't know, that's a dumb example, but it doesn't just have to be social network stuff. It could be a whole bunch of other things. Like I said, the Uber thing, or you could be talking to an IoT device. Maybe, you know, I'm not talking to another person. Maybe my lights at home, they have a Nostr, their own Nostr client, their own keys. And I'm DMing that light bulb and say, well, I'm saying, you know, I want that light bulb to turn on. I'm pushing that note up. The light bulb pulls it down, verifies I said it, and then turns the light on for me. And that's how the IoT stuff would work. So it's really like transmitting data via these relays. Yeah, well, via the relay, yeah. And you can use other people's relays in a public way, or you can run your own relays if you want to, and they make that easier and easier.
How does it differ from smart contracts, or you use both? You use
well, I mean, like, the for a lot of things, there's this idea that you could have a decentralized Uber on the blockchain, you could have a decentralized marketplace on the blockchain. And I think people inherently knew you could build those things with public key cryptography, and they conflated public key cryptography with this idea of a blockchain. Quite often, for some examples, you probably do need a blockchain, but quite often you don't need a blockchain. You just need public key cryptography and a way of communicating the data. That's it. So that's what Nostra is. It's like, you know, I mean, trust Bitcoiners to make a decentralized Twitter without a shitcoin. You know what I mean? Yeah, without a shitcoin. So we can make a decentralized Mark without a shit. We can make a decentralized Uber without a shitcoin. So like all those ideas people had for blockchain this, blockchain that, you can do most of it just with public key crypto, web sockets, and relays.
Bitcoin only or no shitcoins?
I have a very limited amount of capacity in my brain, and Bitcoin is enough for me and Lightning is enough for me. I'm sure good stuff happens elsewhere, but I always just focus on Bitcoin. Monero is cool. I've always liked Monero. Yeah, there's somebody got time for it, the other stuff. And to me, Bitcoin feels like the main event in many ways.
Main event. This invention, yeah. I would say.
It's just only so much time in the day, and I have no idea how people can know all these different things which are happening in, you know, cryptocurrency land. And Bitcoin for me, and Lightning Network, Liquid, and all the other stuff on top of Bitcoin, that's cool enough, you know?
LNBits, recently you're working on a new product. You have point of sales, you have ATM, and ATMs in the UK works like when you want to use ATM, you need to provide KYC every time?
Yeah. So we've got a really bad Bitcoin ATM system here, which is why we made kind of a throwaway Bitcoin ATM. But they're, yeah, projects. I mean, they're not really products, they're projects. We're in open source projects. In LNBits, we sell them, but they're not products, they're projects. Anyone else could sell them as well. But obviously, we build the thing as well. So it's, points of sale, ATMs, anything which is useful, really, and makes Bitcoin adoption easier. And it's fun playing with hardware and building stuff out of hardware. A lot of people get a lot of fun out of it. So.
And your ATMs looks really cute. I mean, it's nice, and there is no KOC, no? And can you tell how does it work? Because your ATMs works offline?
Yeah, so it has a secret inside of it. And then the server has a secret. So when you make a withdrawal, it creates a unique hash, puts it in the withdrawal link. So when you scan it, the server can say this was a legitimate withdrawal because it can decrypt it using the same secret, which is enables it to be offline, which is, I think it's really useful for it to be offline, the ATM, because it means you can put it anywhere and just leave it. And you don't have to plug it into the internet, you know, and particularly in the UK where maybe you don't want to admit that thing is yours. Not that I'm saying people should do that, but I'm just saying, you know, it's possible.
So any other products you would like to mention? Because you mentioned the new product coming.
Yeah, so projects really rather than products. Yeah, because they're not like proprietary corporate products. They're projects which we build, but we do also sell. So the signer, the Nostra remote signer, is very cool. I want to work on the vending machine because we had a good vending machine project that's not had any love and care for a while. So I want to work on that for a little bit and just making it easier to install all that stuff. And we have a lot of, like, you know, projects which need a bit of TLC. So giving all those old projects some TLC, bringing them up to standard is probably the focus for now, and then build some other stuff on the side, I think. Yeah. But yeah, it's fun.
You also mentioned that you were working almost 4 years in LNBits. Would you talk about your background also? How you were involved in this LNBits and because I guess you have much more experience as a developer than 4 years. So
yeah, so I mean, I hadn't really developed anything before when I started making stuff, and I think Bitcoin's a very good environment. If you put in a bit of, if you make an effort and you try and build something, then good developers will see that you've made the effort and they'll want to help you. So it's a very helpful, generous development community where they help each other. I'm still not a great developer. I'm all right at coming up with good ideas, but I'm not a good developer. And I rely a lot on my very